Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. Maybe you've always thought if you want a permanent wave to last, you have to put up with that frizzy stage during the first few weeks. Well, that's not true today, for now you can have a Tony Home Permanent and skip that frizzy stage altogether. Tony gives you a wave that's soft and natural-looking right from the very first day. Yet your Tony wave is guaranteed to last just as long as a $15 beauty shop wave or your money back. Today, get the Tony kit complete with plastic curlers for $2. Be sure to follow the simple directions and you'll find it's easy to give yourself a lovely Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look, T-O-N-I, Tony. And now... This is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. It was just another quiet evening at home for Dr. Ken Martinson and his wife, Peggy. Then the phone rang. It was Nora Drake calling from the Page Memorial Hospital. And Ken told her that he'd be right over. Sequence of events which in the past would have infuriated Peggy. But apparently she's changed her tactics. This time she was very pleasant about it, at least on the surface. But even so, Ken, who was well aware of her suspicions and jealousy, couldn't help feeling uneasy as he left the house. Well, when he got to the hospital, he learned why Nora had called him. It seems that a letter just arrived for Mrs. Turner, a patient at the hospital. A letter which Nora intercepted because she feared it might contain bad news.
I don't like to do this, Nora. But under the circumstances, I think we'd better. Let's open the letter first and see what's in it. Is that all right with you?
Yes, of course. Here, Ken. Well, Ken?
It's from the captain of Jimmy's ship. Says that Jimmy's very sick.
Oh.
Doing everything they can for him. Mrs. Turner gets in touch with their local office. They'll arrange air transportation for her to Puerto Rico. That's that.
Does it say what's the matter with him?
Does it have to? Nora, how'd you get this letter? It's addressed to Mrs. Turner at her home.
Her landlady brought it a half hour ago. I took it from her and told her that Mrs. Turner was sleeping. I didn't want her to go in there. I didn't want Mrs. Turner to start asking her questions.
No, of course not.
Well, it's a good thing we did decide to open that letter.
Yes, I suppose so.
Is there any doubt about it?
Her son's probably dying, otherwise they wouldn't send for her. He dies without her seeing him. Oh, but she's in no condition to hear bad news. It'll probably kill her if we show her this letter and she can't go to him. No, I'm not sorry now. I'm glad we opened this letter.
Ken, let's go in to see her. I told her I'd be back in a little while.
All right.
Here's more company for you, Mrs. Turner. Mrs. Turner.
What?
Hello, Mrs. Turner.
Oh, hello, doctor.
You trying to sleep?
Sleep? How can I sleep with these pains?
Do you have pain right now?
Well, I have just a headache now. But I had a sudden sharp pain about a half hour ago when you were here, Miss Drake.
Yes.
Is that the same pain?
No. This is a different one. I only get it a few times a day.
Where do you feel it?
Here. In my left side.
I see.
Now, don't be discouraged, Mrs. Turner.
I'm not discouraged. I'm just impatient. I feel so useless.
You'll be up soon. Meantime, try not to worry about anything.
There's only one thing that worries me, really. Not hearing from my Jimmy. I can't understand it. He knows how worried I'd be if I didn't get a letter from him. Miss Drake, I know it's an awful imposition, but I was wondering if you'd ask Mrs. Martinson to run up to my house again. Maybe there's a letter now.
Would you do that?
Well, yes, of course. I'll ask her tomorrow.
Thank you. And that's another thing I can't understand. Mrs. Brentfield has always been such a good friend of mine. That's my landlady. I was sure she'd come around, even if there wasn't a letter for me. Oh, Miss Drake, I just thought of something. Would you do me a favor?
What is it?
Would you call the boat line that Jimmy works for? They have a New York office. If something is wrong, they may know about it. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Well, it's too late to call now, of course.
Oh, would you do it the first thing in the morning?
Yes, I'll do it.
All right. Relax now, Mrs. Turner, and try to get some sleep. You'll wear yourself out if you keep talking much longer. Here now, I must take this pill.
Now?
Yes. Now, you want some water? Here.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think you'll have any trouble sleeping. I'll see you in the morning, Mrs. Turner.
All right, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Good night, Mrs. Turner.
Good night, and thank you for everything.
Well, Ken?
She thinks she's a bad patient. Poor, simple old soul. No, there's something so sweet and gentle about her. The way she smiles. She has nothing to smile about. Her son is dying, and she's headed for another operation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, some people get all the breaks, don't they? Nora, she's all alone in the world. She's no one but her son. She may not have him very long. Oh, I'd better cut it out or I'll start crying.
Yeah. I know, Ken. I feel the same way.
I wonder what it is about her. I don't let patients bother me as a rule. But somehow this is different. Yeah, I guess I know what it is. She reminds me of my mother. The same simple kind of woman. Never asked a thing for herself. Certainly got little enough out of life. Oh, well.
Hello, Karen. Oh, hello, Nora.
Hello, Peggy.
Peg, what are you doing here?
Oh, don't look so startled, darling.
I said, what are you doing here?
Well, if you calm down for a second, I'll tell you what I'm doing here.
Never mind. You don't have to.
Don't be silly, Ken. Do you think I was following you?
No, this is just a coincidence, a chance meeting. You felt bored and decided to take a walk through the corridors of Page Memorial.
No, that isn't the way it happened. After you left, it occurred to me that Nora must have called you about Mrs. Turner, so I came over wondering if there was anything I could do.
There isn't anything anybody can do.
Ken, she is... No, she's all right, Peggy. It's her son.
Her son? Why, what's happened?
He's very sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And what an awful time for her to get such news.
She doesn't know about it. We're keeping it from her.
Oh, I see. Well, I think that's very wise.
Thanks, Peg. We thought so, too.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be seeing you both.
Oh, yes.
So long, Nora. Well, do you have further business here, Ken?
I suppose I could find something to do.
You mean to avoid going home?
Peg, I...
Yes, dear?
Nothing. Let's go home.
Well, here we are, Ken.
I'll come up in a little while.
Why, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe I'll take a walk.
Good. I'll walk with you.
I'll be up later, Peg.
What's the matter, Ken? Do I annoy you that much? Can't you bear to have me around?
I'm in no mood for a discussion.
Well, I am. I'm in a dandy mood. What was wrong with my coming over to the hospital? Obviously, that's what's annoying you.
I get annoyed very easily.
Yes, so it seems.
Look, Peg, if you think you explained your presence there, you're mistaken.
Am I?
Yes, you are. This business of rushing over because you thought it might be about Mrs. Turner. Really, Peg, what is Mrs. Turner to you? Hardly even know her. What could you do anyway? Why, don't you think the doctors at Page Memorial are very competent?
Ken, whether you believe it or not, I'm very fond of that old lady. I sincerely thought I could do something. You may not know it, but I've already done things for her. Well, never mind that. It's quite obvious to me that you aren't interested in the truth. I know, Ken, I may have followed you around at one time because I was jealous. I admit that. But that isn't why I came to the hospital tonight, and you know it. Now listen to me, Ken. I don't want to threaten you. But I'm not going to stand for this sullen attitude of yours much longer, darling. I'm doing my share to make something of our marriage. And you'd better do yours. Good night.
More about Nora Drake in just a moment. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Gay Brooke of Baltimore, Maryland, whose business is interviewing housewives. But no matter what the survey is, the conversation often gets around to one particular subject. What is that subject, Mrs.
Brooke? Well, many of the housewives are in the midst of giving themselves or their children a Tony wave, and they're so pleased with the result that they call the children in for me to see how natural the hair looks. And also my interviewers find the same result.
Is that what started you using Tony yourself?
Oh, yes, indeed. After seeing how natural looking the children's hair was, the ones I had myself from beauty parlors, expensive waves, gave it a very kinky effect. Tony gives it a natural look.
Tell me, how long have you had this present Tony home permanent?
I've had this present Tony wave 4 months, but it's been trimmed twice, and now I'm ready for another one.
I see you're wearing your hair short, is that right?
That's
correct. Are there any other reasons you have, by the way, Mrs. Brooke, for liking Tony home permanent?
Yes, it's so natural looking, and the only thing you have to do is run your comb through it, and your hair is fixed. You don't have to waste any good time.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that your hair was fine hair?
Very fine hair, mine is, so it usually takes a kinky wave, but with Tony, it took a natural-looking wave for the first time in life.
And in other words, all you have to do is just run a comb through, and it looks very natural, and you would, in all probability, say then it was easy to manage, is that
very
right?
Very easy now with the Tony
wave. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Brooke. After what you told our listeners, I'm sure they'll want to try Tony right away. You know, ladies, more than 1 million women a month give themselves lovely Tony home permanence. Yes, each month, more than 1 million women use Tony. The Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and the curlers can be used again and again. For your second Tony permanent, all you need is the Tony refill. It costs only $1, and yet there is no finer wave at any price. Thank you, Mrs. Brooke, for telling us about your Tony, and for taking the time to come down. Here is the gift of a lifetime, a lovely 17-jewel Bulova wristwatch, and a Tony refill so you can have your next home permanent on us.
Oh, this is a beautiful watch.
Peggy Martinson is indeed doing her share these days to make a go of her marriage. But by now, she must realize how futile it is to expect Ken to show her very much warmth. For the fact is, he's in love with someone else, and there's nothing Peggy can do about that. As right as rain. Yes, a new shampoo enriched with lanolin gives you the advantages of soft water shampooing even in the hardest water. It's Tony Cream Shampoo, as wonderful as Tony Home Permanent. Yes, Tony Cream Shampoo alone gives you soft water shampooing. No water softener is needed. So for beautifully clean, beautifully behaved hair, get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This Is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the Cream Cold Wave.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.